For KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Ryan Femuliner. Last year, healthcare experts were amazed when over 150,000 Missourians enrolled in the health insurance marketplace. But this year, 197,000 people have already signed up in the first 2 months of open enrollment. Whether they enrolled last year or signing up for insurance for the first time, KBIA's Hope Kerwin found that most consumers don't know exactly what they're paying for.
It's no secret that health insurance can be a confusing topic.
There's not a ton of health insurance literacy, but, you know, that's true from people who have never had health insurance before to people who work in the healthcare field.
Aaron Sweeney is an outreach enrollment specialist for the Family Health Center in Columbia. He's what most people call a health insurance navigator, someone who works with individuals and families to find the best plan in the marketplace. Sweeney says the average consumer is not expected to understand every detail of their health insurance plan. Instead, he focuses on the most important numbers.
Know what it's going to cost to go see a primary care doctor. Know what your deductible is. Know what your premium is. And know, you know, kind of what doctors and hospitals in town that you could go to. I mean, those are really the important things.
But that teaching can only happen if the consumer comes to see Sweeney. The problem is, a lot of people think they know enough about health insurance. According to a 2013 survey from the American Institutes for Research, 3 out of 4 people felt confident about their knowledge of health insurance. But that same study found only 1 out of 5 of those surveyed could actually calculate their out-of-pocket costs. Sweeney says a lot of people come to him after they realize they're in over their heads.
I run into a lot of people who try to do it on their own, and then they have all these issues, and then I get called by them. So, I mean, my suggestion is normally that unless you are certain that you'll be able to do it on your own, to go get help from somebody who knows the ins and outs of all the plans, because there's a lot of little details involved that won't necessarily be self-evident when you're going through it on your own.
This lack of understanding is not the only factor keeping Missourians from finding the right plan. Sweeney says a consumer's political opinions on the Affordable Care Act can prevent them from researching options on the marketplace.
I've signed up people who said, I never would have thought I would have gotten one of those Obamacare plans, you know, which I kind of laugh at because, you know, that's all she had to say. She didn't have anything to say about, you know, paying $900 a month less for her insurance. So it's a really interesting thing in terms of the lack of information that's out there and the resistance to it on some people's part.
Regardless of their political stance, many people might have to consider enrolling through the marketplace to avoid the penalty for not having health insurance. This is the first tax season that individuals without insurance will pay a fee on their income tax return. The cost for not having health insurance in 2014 is $95, or 1% of income, whichever is higher. And people have until February 15th to enroll if they want to avoid an even higher fine next year.
For the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, with Hope Kerwin, I'm Ryan Femuliner. Thanks for listening.